Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome back to Too Smart for This. It's your host, Alexis Barber, and I'm here with another solo episode. But first, I have to thank you all so much for all the love on the Madison Newton Doll episode. She's such a star, such a powerhouse. I know there was wonky audio. I was so freaking annoyed because the place I record, they switched the way they do their audio like the day of on me. And so I was really disappointed because I just really loved that episode. But at the end of the day, it was still great content and it got to you. So I'm happy about that. But with this being said, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure you are listening to that episode with Madison Newton Doll on Spotify and Apple, because it was such a good one. And so many of you guys have given me such great feedback on it. So go ahead and take a listen. Anyway, today's episode, I'm excited to be back just chit-chatting with you guys. We are ending the first quarter of the second semester. So we are in the middle of my second semester at Wharton, and I have so much on my plate right now, but I'm just like get kind of excited to be able to sit and chat because things have been so busy that I don't feel like I get the opportunity to do that very much anymore. And I'm going to answer a bunch of questions. We're going to talk about a wide range of topics, from my new favorite dental care routine, to how Wharton is, to classes at Wharton and everything in between. So get a glass of wine, get a coffee, go on a walk. Let's start talking shit. You know what I mean? Like, what else would we do? All right. Today in class, one of my classes, which is usually my favorite class, was super boring. So I wrote out all my answers to this Q&A, or at least the idea of them, on my Surface Pro. So let's get started. Everyone asks the same question every time I do a Q&A, and that question is, how is Wharton? How are you liking it? What are the positives? What are the negatives? What are the things you expected? And I feel like I answer this question a lot, but it does change from time to time. Now that I'm in my second semester, I think a universal experience that we've all been having is that the first semester, while it was a whirlwind, it felt very long. I would be like, oh my God, I can't believe it's been another week and stuff like that. But it still felt like there was like an event every week. It was very long and like there was so much to do. Today, I cannot even believe that I have a midterm next week. It's actually sick. The time has gone so fast that I can't even, like, in my head, it's still January and it's like end of February. And I don't know what that is. I honestly think it might have something to do with the days being shorter. But right now, for me at least, it just feels like it's gone so fast. And I feel really like whiplash. I've also traveled 3 times. I did Euroski before school started. I went to Park City, Utah 2 weeks after that. 2 weeks after that, I went to Miami. I just got back from Miami. And then next week, 2 weeks after that, I'm going to Paris. 2 weeks after, and then actually, I don't think I have any travel plans the month of April, but in May, I think I'm going to China. Like, what the fuck, Alexis? So everything's crazy, and so I just feel like it's been a whiplash, and we'll talk about it later, but I feel like because things have been moving so fast, I had set intentions to be focused and be really priorities driven this year, and I am not doing that. I have barely worked out consistently. I have eaten like shit. I have been drinking more than I should. I'm saying that while with a glass of wine on a fucking Tuesday, but gotta get through it somehow, you know what I mean? I just haven't been prioritizing the things that I say that I'm prioritizing. So I kind of want to do like a big life reset. And I'm curious if you guys want to do it with me. I kind of want to make it like a series because your priorities are really what determines your life. And I say my priorities are health, academics, all this stuff. But then in reality, if it's like do your homework or go to dinner with your friends, I go to dinner with my friends. And so I'm just kind of like rethinking like what that means because I don't want to feel guilty for that. But I also want to be more intentional. Like I'm not really being intentional and it's just not cute. So that's sort of the overarching theme of Wharton. I think the positive about this semester is that my classes, I feel like, are more interesting and applicable to my career because I was taking mostly core classes last semester. I also, big deal, fun fact, I got a leadership position here called a leadership fellow, which is something that I like really helped me because a leadership fellow basically is your TA for the first class that you take at Wharton, which is a week-long simulation-based class on leadership and teamwork. And I really liked this class and I did really well in it. And I was like, I kind of want to apply to be an LF is what they call them. LF is like basically at Wharton, you're put into a cohort of people of like 60 people. And then you get 4 LFs. And then each one of them like is your TA for that section of the class and basically helps you transition to school. So in the middle of preterm, which is our month-long orientation, they sort of step in as like your sort of peer advisor or something like that. And so it's a really cool position. It also requires a ton of like leadership training. And like you get to work with a professor and a connection with a professor and stuff like that. And I really, if there's one thing I haven't done at Wharton, it's get really involved in the community. I've been so busy trying to manage the big things in my life, like Two Collective, my robes, this podcast, like content, and like the social stuff combined with, you know, my breakup, that I really didn't get involved in any clubs. And my LF was so helpful for me because I went through my breakup during preterm. And so I also had COVID during preterm. And so she, when I told her, like I was out one night and I told her, I was like, I just broke up with my boyfriend and I am an entrepreneur and I'm stressed or whatever. And she was like, let's get drinks tomorrow and we'll talk about it. And she really helped put me on a path towards like confidence during preterm and during my entrance to school and has always really been there for me. And that's like kind of how I like to be for other people because I mean, by nature of like my podcast and everything, but also because like I'm a big sister, like I always want to spread information. I always want to be there for people. And like, there's something very special to me about nurturing people when they're entering a new environment. And so I decided to apply for this, even though it's actually probably the most time intensive, craziest like position that I could have chosen to do, because genuinely I am spread super thin and there are all day trainings for every Friday for the rest of the semester and some Saturdays. And then I have to be on campus a month early and it's like a month long, like full-time job. So as much as it like is kind of taken away maybe from like content or stuff like that, because I haven't really contributed much to Wharton and because I feel like this means so much to me, like I'm prioritizing it. And so that's my story on that. That's my little life updates at Wharton wise. Someone asked if I had any like things I wasn't liking at Wharton. Honestly, the one thing I don't like is the facilities. Y'all, Penn is ugly, and Huntsman, where we have all our classes, ugly. That's my only complaint. And also just, like, general people stuff, you know? So someone asked my favorite class I've taken so far, or that I'm taking right now, and I have two. One is my negotiations class, which I was really nervous to take. I didn't want to, like, negotiate in front of people, but my professor, he's a hoot. Oh my god, he's so funny. And I've learned a lot about negotiating in the class. I don't have a ton of experience negotiating in person, but I negotiate a lot for my own brand deals and for my own like content stuff. And so it's been really cool to like have frameworks that I apply to negotiations. And basically every class we come in and do a real life negotiation with a partner or with a group of people. And so it's a really engaging class, which I appreciate. The other class I like is called Strategy and Competitive Advantage. And it is really cool because it's talking about like how firms and businesses create and maintain a competitive advantage long term. And as someone who's in the early stages of building a business, it's really helping me see what I need to do that long term. And it's just like a cool class. I really like it. And then also I've actually gotten a lot of value out of my communications class. So if you're an entrepreneur at Wharton or you have your own business, you can apply to be in a entrepreneur focused class for your communications requirement. So everyone has to take a class about impromptu speaking, but if you're an entrepreneur, you can take one where you like perfect your pitch. And so I got to work with like my professor, he was in VC and he was an entrepreneur himself and he brings in people who were in VC as well. And so I get to like basically work on my pitch deck with him and eight other entrepreneurs in the class. And over the course of the last 6 weeks, we've like built our pitches out and we've built our pitch decks. And I feel so much more empowered because it wasn't really until I was like building the pitch deck for Two Collective that I realized how much impact and traction it's gotten and how like we really have built a community here. And the products really speak for themselves. The opportunities we're getting speak for themselves. And I just feel really proud of it. And I feel like because I'm in the weeds of my business every day doing things like making sure customer service is working or making sure that an order for a brand is fulfilled while also doing my homework and posting my own content, that I do not realize like what my business is doing. And so taking that step back, I've gotten a lot of value out of that too. So those are my Wharton stuff. Other life updates, I got a new management company, thank God. I'm really happy about that. I'm with a woman who used to be like my assistant manager at my old agency, And I just was reflecting when I was looking for a manager. I was like, when did I feel most supported in this? And it was when she wasn't taking over my deals. And so I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just gonna like reach out to her, and it made sense. And I'm really happy with my decision. It was really stressful and hard for me the last 2 months because I was managing all of my deals on my own. And I was also dealing with like an increased course load and with like dating that had really picked up. So like three big areas of my life all like doubled in the time that they needed from me. And so at this time, when it's the beginning of the year and I'm trying to really like prioritize and focus on myself, what I actually ended up doing was getting bogged down. I got like so much more thrown at me than usual. And so I was just like really struggling with prioritization and with figuring out what mattered. And I was falling into like some pretty dark coping mechanisms that just weren't really healthy. And I was like not being disciplined and not taking care of myself. And I feel like I noticed that when I like looked up and I was like, wait a second, this isn't me. Like, I'm someone who cares about health and wellness and cares about taking care of myself and cares about being on top of my shit. And like, I'm not right now. And so having a management company and also like reaching out to friends for help really helped me. And so it was like, I was like, I need help with Two Collective Social. And it's like, I called on my friend Zara and she's like now doing that for us. I personally like needed help with like editing, and my editor, she's a godsend. And like, I was like, can we just refashion this so that we can get more out? Because I feel like I'm letting people down by not posting on TikTok consistently. And so it took a minute for me to realize like I'm in a bad place and I need to rely on the people around me and my community, because I do have a lot I wanna do, but I cannot squander this education that I've been given because it's like such a blessing, you know? So speaking of how is being single, girl, come on. After Valentine's Day, I was talking to my girlfriends, every single one of my girlfriends, we are all, by the way, super smart, super accomplished, gorgeous, and fun. Because some pretty people aren't fun. Let me tell you that. All of our men were acting the fuck up on Valentine's Day. Every single one of them. I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, there's no decorum anymore when it comes to situationships. Like, it's Valentine's Day. I don't expect a fucking ring. But can I have some flowers? Like, the bare minimum was not even met for all my girlfriends. So we were all down bad on Valentine's Day. And then basically, like, being single, it's the trenches. But at least it's like on your own terms. Because being like depressed in a relationship sucks. But like, at least for me, I can like rally with my girlfriends about the fact that men aren't shit. But anyway, girl, people ask how it is. It's just being single at Wharton or dating at Wharton is like all the men don't want anything serious and like just want to like seem cool to their boyfriends. And all the girls, I mean, I'm not personally in this boat, but a lot of girls are a little bit older and like look older than me. They're like 27, 28, 29. And so it's like they want something serious, but like all the boys came here to not be serious. So it's like this weird like mesh that's just not really working. And I don't really want to date anybody, but then it's like I don't want to get myself into like stupid situations either. So girl, it's just crazy. But yeah, every girl I know is like, I'm rosterless now because everybody was acting up on Valentine's Day. So, okay, men aren't shit and the girls are all absolutely perfect. That's how it's going. Moving on, I want to talk about some shit I'm loving because I didn't realize this, but you guys loved my favorites episode. When I talked about my favorite shit from 2023, you guys ate that up, especially on YouTube. And I was like, hold on. The girls want more product recs. So here I am to give them to you since I fail every day at posting consistent Instagram stories. We're gonna talk about the things I'm loving. First of all, dental care. I have been into dental care for a while because I had Invisalign. I went to the shittiest doctor for my Invisalign and it didn't really work, so I probably will have to do it again, which I'm not gonna do until I have a substantial amount of disposable income because that shit was expensive. But I've been getting back into my dental care routine because I went to the dentist in December and I was like, I gotta get back on this. Like, I just love the feeling of a clean mouth, you know? So what I've been doing is in the morning I've been tongue scraping, which is really nice. I also do like a whole electric toothbrush and everything. And I thought for a little bit that like if I water flossed at night, I didn't have to also regular floss, but that's false. You need to do both. And I've been getting so into it now because it's like you can see the progress with it.
And so I'll play a little like meditation or some like affirmations or like an inspiring YouTube video, like a Wizard Liz video or like something like that while I'm doing my morning and evening like dental care routines. And it's just so nice. Like it's just become a little ritual for me. I also do mouthwash now. Right now I use the Crest Advanced Pro Health one. And the reason I use it is because it has fluoride. Fluoride is something my doctor recommended like I needed to have because I get cavities easily. None recently though. So this is just a reminder to step up your dental care routine. Get that floss, get that water flosser. Once you water floss for the first time, you'll be addicted because when you see all that food come out onto your sink, satisfying and disgusting, okay? Okay, perfect. Moving on, as you hear me say every freaking day, I've been traveling so much recently that I have a sort of current like new travel favorite routine. So I love my Away suitcase. And within my Away suitcase, I have two things. I like for my toiletries and for my makeup. So for my toiletries, I have the CalPak big double-sided toiletry case, which is like plastic. So it's perfect. So like when you spill, it doesn't matter. And in one side I have all my toiletries and in the other side I have all my hair stuff. So when I travel with the blowout, I need to take my curling iron, my flat iron, and like a bunch of products for the blowout. And it all fits on that side. Now, if I'm traveling with curly hair, I don't need to take that big of a case. So I'll switch to something random like a Stony Clover pouch for all of my toiletries. And then for makeup, I have this new makeup case from Etoile Collective or something like that. It's really cute and the brushes go on top and it like fits everything. It's really perfect. So I'll link that. And then I've also been doing my, like when I have to travel, people were asking me this because they were like, you said you don't love your base, but you took your base on vacation. I took my base to Park City and to Austria for skiing because when you ski, you have a bunch of shit you need. It's like huge. And so I didn't take my Away bag because the Away bag doesn't extend and the base does. So when you have a bunch of puffy stuff, it like works. But at the end of the day, the base suitcases are still a bitch to like move around and they also are not high quality. I was using suitcases that were not high quality, period. But they were getting the job done because of the fact that they are expandable. So I had to clear that up. Now, I still love my Away. I think they're the most durable. And that's what I use to travel most of the time. But I just wanted to let the girls know, like, what all that meant. I also am loving my little, like, neck pillow, compression socks always. I've been getting a bunch of new sweat sets recently. I got one from Aloe that I really like that has, like, a cropped top and wide open bottoms. And then when I was in Park City, I got one from Boys Lie, which is a brand I've been wanting to try ever since I saw it online. And I was shopping at the Meredith Marks boutique in Park City when we were there. I was drunk, guys. I got super drunk at brunch. I went to I did a housewives day with my friend Rebecca. We went to Kimosabe, love. I almost got a hat, but instead I got this art that I put in my like living room. I'll post a picture of it. It's so freaking cute. And then I got a hat, a beanie, which is stunning, and I got makeup all over it. And then we went to shop Meredith Marks in Park City because if you guys watch Bravo, you know Meredith Marks. And she had this Boys Lie set that they sold there. And I was like, wait, I fucking love this. So I bought it and it's been great. It's so comfortable and it's the perfect material. And then I also just got sent a set from Lunya and it's a really great, it's very comfortable. I don't love that it has like tags like on it, but it's really cute. So those have been my recent, I've been wearing like sweatsuits and a long coat pretty much every day because it's cold outside and I can't be bothered to look good for these people anymore, so. Next up, I want to invest in red light therapy, okay? So I saw this TikTok. I was going to say I read it somewhere, but I saw this TikTok about how this girl was like, I want to get Botox. And her friend was like, actually, Botox just makes you move your muscles in your face in different ways. It doesn't necessarily like prevent any movement on your face. So the better thing to do is just to do a ton of red light therapy. So I got a little individual red light wand, but I'm gonna invest, I think, in one of the big masks and do that every night because I just like, I'm really worried about aging, guys. Like, I'm really worried. Like, some people say, black don't crack. I'm only half black. My mother is white. My mother looks amazing for her age, and has done absolutely nothing to maintain that. But I just like wanna be sure. And I feel like I'm such a stressed individual. And I'm always on my phone and I have blue light and all this stuff that like, I could definitely age poorly, so I need to get like on the red light stuff. So I'll keep you updated on that. Final thing is about my supplements. I wanted to update everyone. I did like a episode about this in January, all about my like hormone journey and stuff. But supplements wise, I have been definitely noticing a difference with Armra Colostrum. I really like it. And I added a probiotic because I did that whole episode on supplements and my mom called me and was like, bitch, why aren't you taking a probiotic? And I was like, mom, you're right. Because she's preached probiotics for me for my whole life. So I ordered this probiotic that came up on my Instagram feed called Supergut. And I've been doing that in the morning with my electrolytes and my colostrum. And so far I'm liking it. It's definitely nice. And I've definitely been regular, which is good. So I would recommend that so far too.
And I think that might be it. So I'll leave it at that. If you have any other things or items that you're curious about that you've seen me mention before, just ask me down below or over DM what my thoughts are on them, and I'm happy to provide a full review. That is my job as an influencer. So with that being said, I'll catch you in the next episode, and don't forget, you are too smart to not love yourself.